Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang. I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Unsalacious Matter Butthole. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting the like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from AmberDoggy1234, who says, am I the asshole for not wanting to pay for professional hair, makeup, new shoes, and stay in an expensive Airbnb for my friend's out-of-town wedding? Oh dear, should we ring the bridezilla bell already? Let's give it a chance. So, hi y'all. My 28 female friend, 30 female, let's call her B, is getting married to her long-distance BF, 28 male, of 6 months. For background, I live in a city about a 16-hour drive away from where B lives. However, the groom also lives in a different city from both myself and the bride, somewhere in between both of us. She'll be getting married on her groom's farm in a different state about 6 hours away from me. A couple of days later, all shit breaks loose when B's first list of requirements emerge in the group chat. Number 1, makeup and hair must be professionally done and paid for by bridesmaids, $200 for both. 2, we must purchase nude flats and we may not wear heels. Around $30 to $50, as she is worried she and her groom will look shorter than us. 3, we must wear the jewellery of her choice. To be fair to her, she said this would be a borrowed gift to us once she decides what look she is going for. 4, nails must be bare or in the mauve colour she has selected for her dress. 5, the dress must be from the local boutique, 16 hours drive or a 3-hour plane flight away from me, and must be floor length with straps. The boutique doesn't ship, but my sister is picking it up, trying it on and sending pics. I text her explaining I'm travelling for the wedding and I'm happy to pay the accommodation, airfare and for the dress, but if she was requiring professional makeup and specific non-heeled shoes, that she should pay for the extra things she wants. I explain that I am happy to pay for the usual things, but that my budget wouldn't allow for professional hair and makeup and new shoes. She said she would speak to her groom about allowing me to stay on the farm property, but that the makeup was non-negotiable. Fast forward again to today. B texts me and says she will have to renege on the offer she made to me to let me stay in the farmhouse on the night after the wedding. She reserved an Airbnb in the city, $200 a night for the wedding party. However, she says she will only be paying for the night prior to the wedding. B tells me that she thinks I should stay in the Airbnb she booked since there is a 2-night minimum and she would like the money back. I politely declined and said I would try to find accommodations in the city for the night after the wedding since there are some reasonable places to stay. I asked if there would be anyone to transport me back to the city since no cabs or public transport will go there. B says she will not arrange transportation for me unless I stay in the $200 Airbnb and pay her back for the cost of it. She said, I may bring a tent or I have to figure it out myself. I'm more than willing to pay for the dress, transportation, etc. The cost of being in her wedding right now is $1,256, including all travel expenses, dress, and extras she asked for. Am I the asshole? For the question itself, are you the asshole for not wanting to pay for any of that? Absolutely not the asshole at all. And I'm just trying to put myself, trying to put myself in people's position. So I try to put myself in the bride's position and asking people to pay for all this sort of stuff. I'd be embarrassed to do that. You know, I understand you have budgets and you have color schemes and all this kind of stuff going on. But I don't know, I don't know if it's a normal thing or not, but to me, sending out a list of requirements like this just seems so entitled, rather than, you know, just saying, would it be possible for you to purchase this dress? I totally understand if not, and maybe we can come up with other options, you know, if it's not affordable. But to send out a list of requirements like this, you know, hair and makeup must be professionally done and paid by themselves for $200. Shoes and nails, again with the nails, it might be a totally normal thing, but it just seems bizarre to me. Every wedding I've ever been to, I can't remember anyone's nails. And I know some of these things are an expectation or tradition, maybe, of being a bridesmaid, that you purchase your dress, etc. Not that I agree with it, but I just find it all very, very bizarre, you know. And I got no doubt OP loves their friend and wants to see them get married, but paying $1,256 to be at someone else's special day. But we'll start off with SingSongBird1, who says, not the arsehole. As someone planning a wedding myself, I would never demand my bridesmaid spend this much on something this specific. She should be footing that bill. I wouldn't bother going to a wedding where I'd have to spend $1,300 just for the wedding. Lovely Monstera says, I asked my girls to buy a navy dress on Amazon for $35 and show up. They look beautiful and I was giving them gifts. I don't understand the entitlement. Hope OP knows that she's not the arsehole, and I hope she doesn't waste her time and money to fulfill her friend's Instagram photo wishes. To which OP replies saying, this is super considerate. I know the dress and looking presentable is part of it, so that makes sense to me. But it seems so focused on what I look like and how much I'm spending, and not at all on just being there to support her for a big day and having a good time. I do want to see her get married, but it seems like she wants me there for the Insta and that sweet, sweet purple aesthetic. Administration this 77 says, not the arsehole. You can afford what you can afford and have been very upfront. Off topic, but long distance fiance of 6 months and groom's farm. Please let this be an example of people who met on farmersonly.com. OP replies saying, lol, I wish. They did meet online, but farmers only. Let's just say this may be a scene out of Deliverance. It's bring your own bottle and cake will only be served to the groom and bride since it's too expensive. So you're paying for all that makeup and shoes and you don't even get a slice of cake. I'm definitely out of this wedding. We don't mess around when it comes to cake on this channel. Union Mum says, not the arsehole. She's going all bridezilla for a guy she's known 6 months. Skip the wedding and take them out for their first anniversary. There won't be one. Abby, who says, not the arsehole. I get the shoes. That price for shoes is normal, and in fact lower than most shoes for a wedding. The request for specifically color range of manicure is also normal. If everyone is wearing understated colours, the last thing you want is one of the party running around with black, purple and gold-tipped dragon nails. While I get that the bride wants everyone's makeup to be a specific style and match, that is something she should pay for. And that you are travelling out of town to an unfamiliar place. They should be recommending a more reasonably priced venue for you to stay in. $200 a night might be the norm, but for a last minute announcement, no, I'd be dropping out of the wedding also. Steelers Chica says, everyone sucks here. Some of her requirements, nails, jewelry, are not that big of a deal. The shoes I also don't think are unreasonable. She of course wants a certain look and consistency, so this makes sense to me. As long as she is not requiring a certain pair of shoes, it seems like you still have flexibility in exactly what the shoes look like. All that said, her mandating where you stay and making you pay for hair and makeup is pretty rude. If she wants you to stay a certain place, she should pay for it. But you also can't expect her to pick up the tab for your transit just because you stay somewhere else. Sounds like both of you should have been clear about the budget expectations earlier on. $1,000 is not outside the norm for a bridesmaid to spend, and you could have budgeted better for that. She is also passing in too many costs to you, and that's not fair. Have a conversation now and budget and think about if you want to bow out to the wedding due to the cost. And Useful Ingenuity replies to that saying this, I'm surprised there aren't more everyone sucks here or no one's an arsehole. The expenses seem pretty typical for an out-of-town wedding as a bridesmaid, but the bride is being a little picky and demanding. The hair and makeup thing is rude. That being said, I don't know why a bride would pay for someone else's transport, especially if they are not staying in the reserved place. If OP can't afford it though, then she might need to drop, and that's perfectly understandable. Times are tough right now. And then Steelers replies to that again saying, I feel like a lot of people saying not the arsehole have never been a bride slash been in a wedding. So now we're going to move on to the update to find out what happened next. So hi again. Since one user said they would summon an internet ghost to haunt me if I was a bridesmaid in this wedding, here's an unsolicited update. After taking a day or two to think it through, I text my friend and explained to her the following, summarized. I think she's a great friend and we have a lot of great memories together. I was excited to make a new one on her big day.
That being said, I couldn't afford the expenses she required, such as professional hair, makeup, specific shoes, and the chosen Airbnb. I explained that the $1,200 it would cost to attend is over my budget, and I simply could not afford the thing she is asking for. I don't want to put her in a position where she would be compromising on things she wanted to accommodate my budget. So the best thing for me to do now was to bow out of being a bridesmaid right now, so she can have ample time to find a replacement. I also explained that I had some concerns with how I was going to get off the farm after the night of the wedding, since she said she would only offer transport if I stayed in the shared $200 Airbnb. She was unsure who else would be staying there. I said after being caught for a trial 2 days after the wedding, and while I'm usually very flexible, I couldn't leave that part to chance since my career is important to me. B responded with the following, summarized. She has been very busy planning her move, doing report cards. She is a teacher and planning the wedding. She felt that since I am a lawyer, I should be able to afford everything she is asking for. For reference, I am a very new government lawyer and have massive student debt. She deserves a bridesmaid who will meet her expectations and be able to support her. I'm not sure how to respond to her, or if I will, but I think I dodged a bullet, or at least a trip to a crazy town. Thank you so much to all of you who convinced me not to attend this disaster. You have saved me $1,200 and 6 months of horror. Edit. Wow, thanks everyone. I honestly didn't think anyone would care about my weird wedding story, but I'm grateful for everyone's collective outrage and great advice. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation, and what would you do if you was in OP's position or the bride's position? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Story. We must be getting to that time again because there's like loads of wedding stories currently at the moment, but we got one from BAnnual5379. Am I the asshole for deciding not to attend my sister's wedding after I found out the reason she won't make me a bridesmaid? My 19 female sister, 28 female, is getting married in a few weeks. She has 12 bridesmaids and I am not one of them. Our two other sisters are bridesmaids and our older brother is a groomsman. I'm the only sibling who's not in the wedding party, and it always rubbed me the wrong way. I respected her choice since it's her wedding, but still a move that hurt me very much because I felt like the outsider sibling throughout my entire life. She didn't even want me involved in any wedding planning activities unless it was some last minute errand I'd have to do because she was too bored to do it herself. My mum and dad were upset by my sister's decision, but they couldn't say much or else my sister would be mad at them as well. My mum tried to find out the reason why. She still respected her choice, but it was still a weird choice to include everyone but me. Turns out all of my sisters, not my brother, despise me low-key because I gave my mother a lot of life-threatening diseases during her pregnancy with me, and they blame me for the health issues our mum is going through right now. My sister always tried to accept me, but they could never love me as I'm their constant reminder of why our mum is sick. My brother doesn't share those opinions at all, and he says it's just an unfortunate situation. My sister who's getting married said she wants the most important people at a wedding party and she doesn't consider me one of them for that exact reason, and that's why I'm not a bridesmaid. After that, I decided to completely remove myself from the situation and skip the wedding altogether. But now my sisters are all mad because this is going to raise questions among the guests on why I'm not there and that I'm selfish for putting myself first instead of trying to suck it up for just one day so people won't start asking things. Am I the asshole? First of all, 12 bridesmaids. Holy moly, and I know that's not the issue here. And I can't believe they are treating Opie in this way for, you know, being born. A choice that wasn't even her own. And I feel like this should have been stomped out by your mum a long time ago. 19 years of them resenting you for, quoting, making your mum sick. And to me, they don't want people asking questions about this because they know it's an absolute batshit thought process that you're to blame for your mum's illnesses. And why would you want to attend a wedding of people that don't want you there? I wouldn't want to be there either, and I can't blame Opie one little bit. And I hope one day, not that Opie needs to forgive or anything like that, I hope that one day these sisters turn round and realise how shitty they've been to their own sister for something that's no fault of their own. Absolutely not the arsehole to me. But we'll start off with Impossible Pause, who says in quotes, "But now my sisters are all mad because this is going to raise questions among the guests." Then says correction, "They are pissed because they'll be revealed as the awful people they are. I just can't imagine blaming my siblings for being a fetus. I just can't. This is just inconceivable to me. Not the arsehole." Phantom Soundkeeper says, "Not the arsehole. If you weren't, your sisters don't think people are going to ask questions about why you're the only one left out of the wedding party. Seems like that would be more awkward to answer." To which Opie replies, "That's a pretty good point. It'd be better to find a silly excuse on why I'm not attending at all. Me being there and the only one not in the wedding party would surely raise more questions." And almost petty me is sneaking out again and sort of saying, you know, attend the wedding. And when people ask you why you're not in the wedding party, say your sisters resent you for making your mum ill when you was born. And just look at the reactions. Yeah. Petty Mark going back in now. Just the Doctor says, "So, not the arsehole. I hope you understand that your mum's health issues aren't your fault, as it was her choice to get pregnant with you. Your sisters sound like they need some therapy to get their head straight, and it might be best for you to remove yourself not only from the wedding party, but your sister's everyday life. For your own benefit, because it can't be good for your own mental health to be around this." Opie replies saying, "My mum's an angel. She doesn't believe those things at all. Neither does my dad, and as I mentioned, my brother. My sisters are the only ones putting blame on me about this whole thing." And one more from Inter, who says, "12 bridesmaids. Bridezilla. You had a lucky escape. Not the arsehole. Also, you didn't give your mother any illnesses during her pregnancy with you. None of that is on you or your mum, so please don't carry that blame through your life." Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. Now, this next story comes from Lillington579, who says, "Am I the arsehole for leaving in the middle of celebration because of the toast my husband gave? I, female 25, married my husband, male 31, 3 years ago. I'm currently pregnant with our first baby together. We found out it's a girl, and my in-laws wanted to invite us for dinner for gender reveal announcement and celebration. We got there, saw many relatives congratulate us and celebrate. It was bigger than expected, which made me nervous because I'm not a fan of being around many people. We sat at the dinner table and I barely ate. I was feeling so much anxiety and was sort of upset my husband didn't warn me about how many people were coming, but I tried to stay calm and collected. Anyways, after the announcement and in the middle of the celebration, my husband wanted to give a toast. He opened a bottle and poured a drink and wished that our daughter be healthy, happy, but looked nothing like me. Everyone at the table laughed. I sat there staring in shock while he kept laughing with them. I felt so much rage and my anxiety got out of hand, not gonna lie. I got up, took my purse and made my way out. His mum followed me asking if I was okay. I told her I just wanted to go home. He came to the door asking what was wrong. That's when we started arguing. He said this was a joke toast and that my reaction was over the top. But the thing is, ever since I got pregnant, he kept hinting he doesn't want our daughter to look like me. He even once got up in the morning and first thing he told me was how much he wished our daughter looked nothing like me. It hurt me while I'm already dealing with low self-esteem and anxiety. I wanted to go home, but he said I was being a baby and that I should learn to take a fucking joke. I said he made everyone laugh at me, but he defensively said it didn't warrant me to walk out of dinner and be so disrespectful to the relatives who came to celebrate and share our joy. I went home and he called me many times telling me to get my insecurities in check before I passed them on to our daughter. He urged me to get therapy and stop acting so dramatically, like how I did in front of his family. I think leaving dinner wasn't the best solution, but I just got overwhelmed. And we're going to start off with Desert C, who says, leaving is the best solution. Yes, and not just the dinner. He said more than once he doesn't want his child to look like you. Then he made you the butt of a joke in public. Then he dismissed your perfectly normal feelings. Then he blamed you instead of apologizing. Pay attention. He has shown you exactly who he is and what he really thinks of you. Believe him. Edit. Not the arsehole. And Llama Drama says, this really does sound abusive. Not the arsehole. Your husband needs to knock off the jokes and grow up. And I think you should get some therapy to learn to value yourself, especially with a girl. You need to show empowerment so she learns empowerment. Don't let her grow up with a father that belittles her mother. That leads to lifelong issues. Greek American Dom says, not the arsehole, emotional abuse is not a joke. It is time to remind him, if he doesn't like the way you look, he doesn't have to see you every morning. Tell him directly that his words about his appearance are unloving and they have taken their natural toll. Good on you for standing up for yourself. Good on you for making it clear to everyone present just what an asshole he is. Carrie says, first red flag was a 28-year-old man marrying a 22-year-old. OP, if you were dating at least a few years, this douche got with you when he was way too immature to date girls his age. He's an emotionally abusive asshole, not the asshole. I would leave someone who treated me this much like garbage. What kind of fucking joke is it to shit on his pregnant wife's appearance in front of his entire family and have everyone there laughing at her? It's not a joke. It's bullying. And Fine Cauliflower says, not the arsehole. I would like to hear your husband explain how that joke is funny. And we covered a story a little while ago where someone told a joke about someone else. And, you know, the response was, please explain why you find that funny. And when they couldn't, they went, oh, it's just a joke. They said, well, can you explain why that joke is funny? And then turned it around on them. And I thought that was such a power move. And I that always sticks in my mind now. So let me know what your thoughts are on this story in the comments below. And as always, just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today. Getting involved in the stories, your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for being here. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day, wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon, let's go, see the sun shining from the windows, okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.